Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Those who want to have the fear of the Lord, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you the fear of the Lord. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you. You have to listen. You've got to listen. You've got to learn. You've got to obey God's word. So many people say, well, I tried God. It doesn't work. Well, how long? Oh, just about a week. Did you do everything in the book? There's a book. The Bible, did you read the Bible? Did you obey everything in the Bible? Oh, no. My TV programs were on. I was busy that week. But I did ask God to show me himself, reveal himself to me. God says, you need to reveal yourself to me. Seek me with all of your heart. Search for me with all of your heart. Then you'll be found of me. It's not me seeking for you. I know where you are. See, we say, when God reveals himself, God knows where you are. He doesn't have to reveal himself. He's waiting for you to reveal yourself to him, that you really want him. You really want to know him. And he says, you've got to seek for me with all of your heart, not half-heartedly. Don't think you did me some favor because you rolled up in the church for 30 minutes or a half hour in this church, 2 hours. Well, that's a long time, 2 hours a week. God, 2 hours a week, that's more than some others. Yeah, more than some others, but where are they going? And they don't really know me. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you the fear of the Lord. He's trying to do it this morning. That's what's happening. In Psalm 34 and 11, the Holy Spirit says, come, you children, listen to me. And I will teach you the fear of the Lord. But listen. Listen to me. Really believe it's God talking to you today. Out of this word, I'm giving you the scriptures. I'm not taking one scripture for my topic and then talking to you. No, I'm showing you. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord, the Holy Spirit says. Well, how do we get it? We've got to renounce our independence. We've got to depend on God's guidance. We've got to depend on his word. In Proverbs chapter 3 and 5, it says, trust in the Lord. Listen, with all your heart. God is an all your heart relationship. Do you hear me? You can't be half-hearted with God. Well, I got some other things to do. Hey, I'd love to swing by there. I'd love to pray. I'd love to swing by the word. But I'm really busy tonight. Really? Well, what if you have a heart attack? Will you have time in the hospital to say, oh, Lord, how did I get here? See, we're not in control of our own lives. God is the one who's keeping us. Don't you let the devil fool you. God is the one watching over you. For up to the devil, you'd be dead. He steals, he kills, he destroys. God is protecting you. God has kept you. God is watching over you. God is helping you every single day to get out of that bed, to keep going, to do what you have to do. He's given you that. You need to renounce your independence to understand the fear of the Lord. You don't have anything he hasn't given you. Oh, no, I'm pretty diligent on the job. Who gave you the job? Oh, my wisdom, my knowledge, my good looks. Really? You're not that good looking. Not even to have a job like that. You're not even that good looking. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do. And then he will show you the path to take. That is the path to the fear of the Lord. I want to know what God says. Well, I want to tell you, this is what you need to do. No, I want to hear what God says. Well, I am really a great learned person. I've authored 5 or 6 or 7 books on the subject. Yeah, I want to hear what God says. We're to seek His will in everything that we do. Let me give you 4. Turn from evil to receive the fear of God. Look, you cannot walk in disobedience and possess the fear of the Lord. You can't say, God, I'm just going to kind of back into this, you know, this fear of the Lord thing, and I'm going to keep doing my thing. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Proverbs 3:7 says, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord. Turn away from your evil. See, I'm going to say it again. Some people say I'm successful, all is well. Folks, that's deception. That's deception if you think, oh, I got here on my own strength and everything's good. I don't have to pray. I don't have to seek God. What is wrong with you? Proverbs 6:14 says, their hearts plot evil, but they will be destroyed suddenly. Broken in an instant beyond all hope of healing. Do you know you could lose everything you have built up in your life, your entire life, in an instant? If you don't realize that, something's wrong with you. Job 28:28, excuse me, it says, behold, the fear of the Lord, that's wisdom. And to depart from evil, that's understanding. You want to be wise? You need the fear of the Lord in your life. You want to know what true understanding is? You got to stay away from evil. That's understanding. Oh, no, I can't touch that. I can't do that. I can't be with that person. I can't do those things anymore. That's understanding. Proverbs 8:13. All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance and corruption and perverse speech. Talking about perverse speech, there are Christians more and more who use profanity and abusive speech, and they think it's okay. Well, you will never obtain the fear of the Lord until you repent and stop it. You're grieving God and you're grieving the Holy Spirit. Just because He doesn't strike you down when you start using profanity doesn't mean God likes it. That's just the mercy and the grace of God. Ephesians 4:29, it says, don't use foul language. Don't use abusive language. Verse 30 says, do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. It's talking about the way you speak. Verse 31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. So we have to turn from evil to receive the fear of the Lord. Let me give you 5. We must always put God first to receive the fear of the Lord, regardless of what it costs us. I'm going to say it again, regardless of what it costs, you must always put God first. Jesus is our example of the fear of the Lord and what God requires. In John 5:30, Jesus said, I seek not my own will, but the will of my Father who sent me. Before His crucifixion, He went into a garden and He prayed 3 times, God, save me. Save me from this suffering, but Your will be done. Matthew 26:42, I need to read it. Jesus left His disciples a second time and prayed, my Father, if this cup of suffering can be taken away, unless I drink it, actually, He's saying, my Father, if this cup of suffering cannot be taken away unless I drink it, Your will be done. The Bible says, when He returned to them, He found them sleeping. So He went to pray again a third time, saying the same thing again. Did Jesus want to go to the cross and die like that? Absolutely not. He prayed. Wait, His mission on earth was not just to defeat the devil and to bring salvation to the world. It had to do with dying on that cross. He prayed 3 times, Father, if there's any other way to do this, don't let me die on the cross like that. Are you listening to me? See, the fear of the Lord is costly. It causes us to do God's will instead of our own. Even in the face of suffering, in the face of death. Isaiah prophesied this about Jesus in Isaiah 12, that is 11 and 2. It says, the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord rested upon Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 5 and 7, it says, while Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with loud cries and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. Folks, you will suffer in your flesh, exercising self-denial to obtain the fear of the Lord. You have to. If Jesus did it, you have to. There's a song that says, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for you and there's a cross for me. If you want the fear of the Lord, you've got to understand God is first, man. Well, that doesn't even look right. Oh, but it is right. It will always be right.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I want to mention something very quickly. Got a few more minutes and then we'll pick it up next time. I want to talk about familiarity and the fear of the Lord, because this really captures a lot of professing Christians. Familiarity with God is one of Satan's chief strategies to entice us to sin, which prevents us from successfully accomplishing our purpose. And ultimately, it's going to put you in hell if you keep it up. In Psalm 19 and 13, David prayed, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Presumptuous sins means to overstep boundaries and take unauthorized liberties, to take God for granted, to take his word for granted. I'm a Christian. I've got the grace of God. Yes, I did sin, but I know the Lord will forgive me. Making plans to sin, knowing God will forgive me. That's a presumptuous sin. There's a tendency in humanity to make those or to take those closest to us for granted. People like that, sometimes they say things and they cross boundaries of respect and prudence. There's a saying that says familiarity breeds contempt. It's true. But the same thing can be said about our relationship with God. Sins of pride, failure to submit to God's word. It's deception that it's okay that you can serve your flesh and serve God. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1 says, secure perfect holiness through the fear of the Lord. Samson's familiarity with God destroyed and ended his ministry and his life 20 years too soon. Samson's birth was announced to his parents by an angel. He was anointed from the womb. He was set apart by God to be a judge over Israel. Yet he remained so familiar with God that he kept sinning in his relationship. God called me. He's not going to let anything happen to me. I can do these things with these women. That was his problem, his relationships with women. But before that, the scripture says in Judges 13, 24, Samson, that is, the child grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him. Samson was the strongest man who ever lived physically. The Bible says that he slew 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. He did so many other great feats that just impossible, but it was just that God anointed him with divine strength to represent him against the Gentile nation of Philistia, the Philistines. However, he lost the fear of the Lord, if he ever had it. The Bible says, listen to this, Judges 16 and 1, then went Samson to Gaza. You hear about Gaza today, right, in the news, Gaza. Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot and became intimate with her, and it was told. How would you like that in the news about you? Right in the newspaper, you went somewhere, did something inappropriate, and it was told. But Samson had started by dating and marrying women who are not of his religion, not devoted to God. They served other religions. But before you condemn Samson, let me read a survey to you. A majority of self-identified Christians, 57%, say sex between unmarried adults is in a committed relationship is sometimes or always acceptable. These are self-identified Christians. That includes 67% of mainline Protestants, 64% of Catholics, 57% of Protestants in the historically black tradition, and 46% of evangelical Protestants. About one-third of those who attend religious services at least once a month, 35% say casual sex is something or always acceptable. Huh? Really? These are very, very recent surveys. They didn't get the memo. The one 1 Corinthians 6 and 9 memo, they didn't get the memo. Don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sins, those who worship idols or commit adultery or prostitutes or practice homosexuality, those who are thieves, those who are greedy, those who are drunken or are abusive, or those who cheat people, none of these, none of these will enter the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6 and 18, it says, run away from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. But sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You don't belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. Samson lost his ministry as judge over Israel. He lost his eyesight. He lost his self-respect on a woman's lap. And yet God forgives repentance. God forgives repentance. True repentance. The rest of the story is found in Judges chapter 16. The Philistines captured him and gouged out his eyes. They took him to Gaza, where he was bound with bronze chains and forced to grind grain in a prison. The Bible says, but before long, his hair began to grow back. The people said, our God has given us victory over Samson, our enemy. And when they saw Samson, they praised their God, saying, our God has delivered our enemy into our hands. Judges 16 and 26, Samson said to the young man who was leading him by the hand, place my hands against the pillars that hold up this temple. I want to rest against them. Verse 28, then Samson prayed to the Lord, Sovereign Lord, remember me again. Oh God, please strengthen me just one more time. With one blow, let me pay back the Philistines. Then Samson put his hands on the two center pillars that held the temple, pushing them back with his hands, and he prayed, let me die with the Philistines, and the temple crashed down with the Philistine rulers and all of the people. So he killed more people when he died than during his entire lifetime. But folks, that was not God's plan for his life. It's never God's plan for you to die with your enemies. That's never the plan. Bible says, in verse 16, Samson judged Israel for 20 years. That was half of the time that judges would serve God. What you choose for your life, heaven or hell, because you want the pleasures of the flesh in this world over the fear of the Lord, will be your epitaph. People will know about it, just like Samson. In Proverbs 16 and 6, it says, by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. When you have the fear of the Lord, you say, I will not do that. How can I do that against my God? You have to ask God for his fear. The fear of the Lord is one of the greatest benefits of reverencing God and also receiving the blessings that he gives you, because you recognize who he is. He is your God, but you have to make him your God. Proverbs 10 and 27 says, the fear of the Lord prolongs life. It sure would have prolonged Samson's life. But listen to this. But the years of the wicked will be shortened. God has a plan for you. Don't allow the devil to shorten it by disobedience. Don't take this message as just another message. God is warning you. You need to fear the Lord. You need to quit sinning. You need to keep consistently obeying God and see who he really is. Because he's not just your savior, he's your judge. People always want to talk about the goodness of the Lord. He's so loving. He's so kind. He is a judge. And he will judge you righteously based upon your deeds. God's not out to get anybody. People say, oh, God won't put us in hell. No, he's not going to put you in hell. You're going to take yourself there. It's your decision. That's not God's decision. That's your decision. If you reject Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, you can't go to heaven. You've already rejected heaven. Hello? There is no purgatory. There might be one in Massachusetts. There's not one in the spirit realm.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is a continuation of Part 6, Defeating the Devil. Do you possess fear of the Lord? Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, I thank you for these faithful listeners. Your word says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver and honor him. Father, I pray that you would deliver all those who need deliverance today in every area of their lives. We trust you today, Lord, to make a way for us. Father, you see the time in which we live. You see the difficulties in which we encounter. And we just thank you today because you are near to all those that call upon you, to all those who call upon you in truth. And so, Lord, we come through the precious name of your Son, Jesus,
asking you to intervene on our behalf. We rebuke sickness, disease, pain. We come against anything opposing us and coming against us. We thank you for divine intervention and deliverance today. All in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.